After the children were reared, I felt my life as rather empty. And, you know, I was looking for fulfillment in my life, and I did a pilgrimage, the Santiago de Compostela pilgrimage, to find meaning in my life. And I happened to do some fundraising for a project in St. Lucia in the West Indies. St. Lucia is a small little island just off the coast of Venezuela, and my husband's cousin, Brother Dominic, a presentation brother, had started this project for disadvantaged and marginalised poor teenagers. So I liked the way he did things. When he would come home, he'd visit and tell us, and I was dying to help. So when I did my pilgrimage, seeking for something in my life, I raised some funds for CARE, which is the name of the project. It is the Centre for Adolescent Renewal and Education out in St. Lucia. And I just thought to myself how really much I would love to help in a more tangible, hands-on way. But who was I? I wasn't a teacher. I'd been a housewife for most of my life. What had I to offer? So anyway, Brother Dominic invited us out for a little holiday after the fundraising. So we went out about 4 years ago, and while out there, it was discovered we both actually had something to give and had talents they could use. So we were asked, would we go? Now, I immediately said yes, and willing to give up my part-time job. And my husband said yes, he was retired as well.
So how long were you talking about going for this time?
We were talking about going out for a year, an academic year. You know, one would go out in September, come back at the end of June. We came back actually in July. So we're home almost a year.
And the impact since you came back?
The impact since I came back, I am still going through the process of finding out different things every day as to how that affected me. I think perhaps saying that I'm capable now, after my experience there, of being surprised by joy.
Right.
Because, like most of us, if we do something good and we make a success of something and we're praised for it, and at least what I did was say, oh yes, that's grand, that's nice that said that, and I move on to the next task. I do not give time to take in what somebody has said to me that is positive. So out in St. Lucia, after doing personal development with, we call them the trainees because they're turned completely off academia, I did some personal development with them and basic English and maths. Well, with English and maths, you know how they progress, but with personal development, it is very, very difficult. Because how do you know how many unwanted pregnancies you prevented, how many of the kids you have stopped going into prostitution, how many of the boys that this process or the how of doing things has stopped drifting into petty crime, which would have possibly been the lot of many of them except for this CARE program. The CARE project badly needs funding. We need money very, very badly. In fact, the St. Lucian government gave a small subvention, which they withdrew 2 years ago. And the native instructors worked for 2 months without pay. The Irish government is generous. It gives money to the project. But recently there's been a change of government in St. Lucia, and the Prime Minister is an ex-St. Mary's boy. So guess what? He's doing all he can for CARE, but it is still a poor country, and we still need resources and funding.
Now, the other big thing that you discovered out there was the work of the Irish missionaries.
Oh my goodness, words fail me. At home, our relations that are on the missions, we think, oh yes, they're doing God's work, they're doing good work. And we might have coffee mornings and throw a few bob in their way. Oh, that's grand. But when I went out to St. Lucia and saw the quiet revolution brought about by the Presentation Brothers of St. Mary's College, and I'm feeling emotional now talking about it, and the St. Joseph of Cluny nuns, what they have done for the poor, impoverished descendants of the black slaves out there, and how they have enriched their lives and set them on the road to the prosperity. That is so necessary for human dignity. I saw that. I cannot describe my feelings. I'm emotional now talking about it. I would say awesome. Mm. Absolutely awesome. I can almost categorically say that any person in St. Lucia who is educated and holds position in government, including the present Prime Minister, two Nobel laureates, Derek Walcott the poet and Sir Arthur Lewis, the famous economist whose great treatise on the economy of emerging third world countries got him the Nobel Prize. They are past pupils of St. Mary's. Dame Perlette Louise, who is the Governor General out there, a delightful lady, is a past pupil of St. Joseph of Cluny's. Now, anybody who is in a position, anybody over 40, there are more secondary schools now, anybody over 40 who is in a position in government, in the civil service, in institutions, in banking, and in tourism, it was those two religious orders educated them, and they have them where they are. They are responsible. They are the bedrock of St. Lucian society, as it is emerging now, a stable democracy.
Mm. Now, since you came back, I know that you have a deep spiritual sense of yourself. Has it had an effect on that part of your life?
It absolutely has. Because when I was out there in the evening time, when I would evaluate what I had done during the day and realise that there were things I could have done better, I would actually pray at night for guidance or for answers. And the following morning, I would meditate for half an hour before going to work. And invariably, the answer came. So now, having come back from St. Lucia, and my heart is with the people there, I have a sense of restlessness, that there is something else to be done. There is more to be done. So what I feel is the right thing for me to do now is continue my meditation, get in touch with my spiritual self, and the direction will come. The journey I will make will be shown to me in time, as it was going to St. Lucia.